Oh, okay. Hang on a second here. We need a song, right?
Yeah.
Anything in particular you'd like to hear, Bob?
No, this station plays the doggone much good music. It doesn't make that much difference, I guess.
Oh, so you don't have any preference?
No, what I need is about 3.5 minutes to get some news together.
Okay.
No, no, John, not that. Okay, I'm sorry.
You just said I could play
whatever
I wanted to play.
I'm sorry.
And one of my personal favorite songs.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean on the bugle.
One of my personal favorite songs happens to be Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
John, look, we need a real record.
Oh.
And then the news, and that'll be short. And the weather will be short.
Okay.
And then
we'll
play another record. And then we'll do the incredible prize catalog.
Charge. Hit radio, WLOL.
You and I in a little toss up. And here is a red balloon. I think of you, let it go.
99.5 WLOL Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's a minute after 7 o'clock in the morning. It's news time. Hit it, Bob.
Both sides in the strike against 29 Las Vegas casinos met for 6 hours yesterday. A union spokesman reported some progress, but a management negotiator said he wouldn't be surprised if the strike went past May 15th. The Los Angeles Times reports that in 1977, a court-appointed psychiatrist said Christopher Wilder was not dangerous to others. Wilder was killed April 13th after the FBI hunted him for 5 weeks for a number of rapes and murders. An Easter weekend storm moving across the country brought a variety of unpleasant weather. Tornadoes hit the south. Up to 2 feet of snow fell from Colorado to the Great Lakes. That storm killed at least 19 people. What they're calling a light earthquake was felt last night in parts of Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Virginia, and the Washington, D.C. area. A Delaware scientist predicts more quakes in that area. Do you believe this? From California, of course, where writer Chris Jones of San Diego is teaching a course called Happy Houring. He charges students $25 apiece for 2 sessions of bar hopping, teaching them how they can learn to eat out every night of the week for free with bargain drinks on top of it. It's a follow-up to Jones's book called San Diego's Guide to the Art of Happy Houring.
There's another one of those categories where you might just look at that person and say, he ain't got enough to do. Yeah.
It's just one word to describe Arby's super new sandwich.
Beef.
Introducing Arby's new super roast
beef
sandwich. It's Arby's biggest sandwich ever, and it's stacked full of
beef.
Arby's Super Roast
Beef
sandwich starts with thin slices of tender roast
beef
and lots of it. Then Arby's adds crisp lettuce, fresh tomato, and a delicious ranch-style dressing, all on a super-sized toasted sesame seed bun. Now that's a Super Roast
Beef
sandwich. So, if you love
beef,
you gotta try Arby's new Super Roast
Beef
sandwich. There's just one word to describe it.
Beef.
Is that back to me?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, okay. Bob. I was doing other stuff. Back to you.
The North Stars have made the Final Four. Steve Payne's unassisted goal in overtime last night gave the Stars a 4-3 win over St. Louis, so the Blues are done, and the North Stars will now open a best-of-seven series for the semifinals against the Oilers in Edmonton on Tuesday night. The other series out east has the New York Islanders at Montreal.
Of course, I went to that game last night.
How'd you happen to go to that game?
Oh.
Did you get free tickets?
Yeah. Yes.
Where? Yeah.
From WLOL, Hit Radio, 99.5.
I asked for free tickets, and
I
was told there were none.
That's because I had already asked for them before you did.
Who'd you go with?
Just I went by myself. Anyway, I knew you
How about
could,
the other ticket?
I knew you couldn't go. You wouldn't be able to go. I knew that.
Yeah, I could.
No, you went to the Strikers game on Saturday night, so you couldn't go to the...
And besides, no, I could have gone. I wanted to go.
I had to go over and wash Mr. Rose's car, and then he gave me the tickets. Let's get to News 11 Weather Center. Meteorologist Paul Douglas for weather forecast. Hi, good morning, Paul.
Is that a wash and a wax?
Just a wash.
Just a wash?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Coming up in just minutes, the WLOL Incredible Prize Catalog Sweepstakes.
Going to be an incredibly big deal, right?
Oh, you bet.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. But I'm not eligible, right?
No, but you got to do the forecast or we'll never get to it.
Oh, okay. Funny you should ask. No, it's not. Morning clouds will give way to afternoon sunshine, a high near 60. Today's going to mellow into a pretty nice Monday, if there is such a thing. Mostly clear tonight, 39. And then partly cloudy, windy tomorrow, 63. Cooler on Wednesday behind a cool front, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Wednesday's high 55. Again, we were just grazed by that storm, the same storm that dumped as much as 2 to 3 inches of snow on northern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, where it's still snowing this morning, but we are going to see a clearing trend today.
Can you get can you go southwest now without running into crummy weather?
Pretty much, yeah. Has tapered off.
Goody.
Absolutely. Are you going southwest?
No, I was just talking to somebody who's going to motorcycle that way, though.
Mm-hmm. No problems at all.
Oh, good. Okay, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Okie doke.
Okay. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning, just one song away from the start of the WLOL Incredible Prize Catalog Sweepstakes.
Yippee skippy!
Half WLOL, John Hines and Bob Berglund. It's 10 minutes after 7.
Woo!
And here are the other times today that we will be announcing numbers for the WLOL Incredible Prize Catalog Sweepstakes.
Write this stuff down.
Okay? These are the times you've got to be listening to hear the number, because the only place you'll hear the number is on the air.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. At 8:10 this morning.
An hour from now.
We're going to do it again an hour from now.
Okay. 8:10.
At 10:10 this morning.
10:10 this morning.
At 4:10 this afternoon with Bill Lee.
4:10 p.m.
And at 7:10 this evening.
7:10 p.m. 8:10, 10:10, 4:10, and 7:10.
Right. Those are the times that we'll be announcing numbers.
Okay.
And now, here's the number for 7:10. And we're going to play line two.
Line two.
This is going to go for line two, okay? And you'll have 20 minutes to call back.
What's the number?
224.
224.
No, don't do that. Wait, let me go through it once, okay?
Okay.
All right. 224-9036. 224-9036. And that's all there is to it. If that's your number, you've got 20 minutes to call back and claim whatever prize you want from line two. Look at these
things.
What's
on there?
There's the 19-foot Bayliner bow rider. Wow. There's a 1984 Laser.
What's that?
Roseville Chrysler Plymouth. That's the car.
Ooh.
There's $10,000 in gold on that line. There's furniture from Donaldson's Home Furnishings. There's a Camaro. There's an ultralight. There's all kinds of neat stuff. Here's the number once more. 224-9036. We'll announce it a couple more times during the hour, and that's all there is to it.
If you have that number, call the phone number in your brochure.
That's all there is to it. It's a breeze. Listen and win. WLOL, Hit Radio. Good morning. WLOL, John Hines, Bob Berglund, and Roger. The WLOL Incredible Prize Catalog Sweepstakes number that we announced this morning at 7:10 is 224-9036. We're playing line two. 224-9036. If that's your number, you call us back at the number in the brochure. We verify. You choose whatever prize you want from line two. It's a really neat deal.
Yeah.
Major League.
Well, Major League, I think that says it all right there. We need a breakfast quiz now, right?
Yeah, we do.
Hang on a second. Let me find a breakfast quiz jingle. What did I do? I had one with me. Let's just sing it ourselves. It's a breakfast quiz right now. Be a breakfast whiz right now. Strap your thinking caps on tight. Think of trivia with all your might. It's a breakfast quiz.
Okay.
Oh, you need a joke question from me.
Sure.
Okay. I just happen to have one here.
So there's this Theodore Roosevelt political campaign. During one of his campaigns, a delegation called on him at his home in Oyster Bay, Long Island. The president meets them with his coat off and his sleeves rolled up. "Ah, gentlemen," he says, "come down to the barn and we'll talk while I do some work." So at the barn, Roosevelt picked up a pitchfork, looked around for the hay, then he called out, "Hey, John, where's all the hay supposed to be?" And the guy called down and said, "Sorry, sir, I haven't had time to toss it back down again after you pitched it up here while the folks from Iowa were here." You get it? It was one of those campaign deals where he was... It's kind of a true story. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Here's the real breakfast quiz question.
Musical trivia.
Oh, goody.
That's a little bit of a hint. Who were the Nurk twins?
The what?
Nurk twins. That's spelled N-U-R-K. Who were the Nurk twins?
And if you knew that, you'd call 989-2299. We'd give you prizes and like that. Good, okay.
If you're looking for more variety when you eat out, look no further than Santiago Quick Service Mexican Restaurants. At Santiago, you can choose from a fiesta-sized menu of fresh and original Mexican foods, like our own Santiago Cheese Chilito, Piled High Tostadas, red and green Southwestern-style chilies and chili burritos, Santiago Nachos, and light and flavorful taco salad, to name just a few. For extra variety, treat yourself to one of our money-saving combination dinners, served up with crisp lettuce, tomatoes, Mexican beans, and tortilla chips. It's all made up when you order from the finest, freshest ingredients and served up fast and with a smile. So if you're looking for more variety in your meals, look no further. Just come on over to Santiago. Santiago, a whole lot more than a taco
store. Amigo, Santiago. Oh, wait a minute. I got to have another commercial here, don't I? Wait, let's do one ourselves for budget power.
Oh, wait. Hang on. I got my stuff right over here.
Okay. Super Saver sale still... Budget power, budget power, budget power. The Super Saver sale continues at Budget Power with super savings on super stuff. It's really kind of easy.
Oh, they still have that deal on the jacuzzi.
Oh, that's the, what is it, 1988? Is that how much it cost?
Yeah.
That's the one that's complete, right? So it's just easy to hook up. There's skirting for around it and everything else like that.
There's a cover.
And it seats four.
Yeah.
And it's a really neat deal. They got savings in every single department, in plumbing and electrical and hardware and tools and paint products and lumber. Lumber on over to Budget Power during the Super Saver sale. You can even save big money on a toilet.
Oh, and deck hardware, too, is a third off.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
deal.
The
braces and the brackets and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you're just now thinking about building one, this is the time to get over to Budget Power and do it.
That right.
Sure. Super savings during the Super Saver sale at Budget Power.
Budget Power.
If you're still not ready for spring, if the shock of winter hasn't quite worn off, Dayton's can help you adjust with a sale on Levi's jeans. Right now, save 25% on Levi's 100% cotton straight legs for young men. Usually $19.50, on sale for only $14.63. Dayton's has boys' junior Levi's for just $12.37 too, plus student sizes for only $13.87. So get to Dayton's today, because the best way to get into spring is to get into a new pair of Levi's.
99.5 WLOL, a brand new tune. Jermaine Jackson with Michael singing in the background, "Tell Me I'm Not Dreaming." Hit radio, 20 after 7. WLOL. 24 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. Here's the number that we're playing this morning. 224-9036. If you've got that number, call back at the number listed in the brochure and claim whatever prize you want on line 2.
All right.
Neat deal, huh?
Sure is.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Oh, hang on a second. We got a breakfast quiz winner here. Hang on. Let me just find out who it is here. Hi, good morning, WLOL.
Good morning.
Hi, who is this?
Carla Ramstead.
Hi, Carla. Where are you from?
Minneapolis.
Well, welcome to the radio.
Well, thank you.
Briggy, repeat the question.
So, Carla, who were the Nurk twins?
John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. I remember hearing that.
Lennon and McCartney.
It's real obvious.
Yeah. You got prizes and like that for knowing the answer.
Yeah,
We got a pair of tickets so you can go see the Twins play the Tigers.
The Twins play the Tigers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Woo! When they're far, they're far enough away so you'll have no excuse for missing it.
Oh, the seats are right.
No, no. The game is scheduled far enough away. They're supposed to be decent seats. A pair of passes so you can go to the Carlton and see David Brenner and the Spinners.
Ooh.
Okay.
And 10 free tanning sessions from the folks at Tan Me. And then a Campus Carnival t-shirt and a chance and tickets to get over to the Campus Carnival at the university and have a major league time. The WLOL van will be over there. We'll be having a big time at the Campus Carnival.
All this for John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
Yeah. And a WLOL Twin City Scene t-shirt.
Ow.
Pretty good deal, wouldn't you say?
Not too bad for an early morning guest.
Yeah, and there's a chance you could win the high-rise weekend for two at the Marquette. Because at the end of this week...
Let's get away, right?
Yeah, that's right. Get away in town.
In town.
Yeah, it's a really neat deal from the folks at the Marquette.
Well, thank you.
Okay, well, listen, you have a dynamite morning.
You too.
And we'll see to it that you get the prizes and like that.
Okay, how long do I have to wait?
Roger, how long does
Not
she have to
long.
Wait for the prizes?
A few days.
Just a few days.
Oh, great.
We'll get them to you in time so that you can use all the tickets and stuff.
Oh, great.
Oh, okay, good.
Have a good morning.
Hey, you too, Carla.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Hit Radio, WLOL, 99 and a half. 39, clouds in the cities, Hines and Berglund and Roger. WLOL. It's Alan Parsons Project and Don't Answer Me. Coming up at 7:30 in the morning, let me give you the number one more time that we announced at 7:10 this morning.
All right.
224-9036. And if that matches up with the number in your WLOL Incredible Prize Catalog sweepstakes, you call back and you win. 224-9036. We're going to do it again at 8:10 this morning, 10:10 this morning, 4:10 this afternoon, and 7:10 this evening. A different number every time, by the way. And a different prize line. We're going to keep going until we give lots of stuff away.
So be listening.
Yeah.
And if you can't listen, have somebody listen for you.
That's the easiest way
sure.
to do it. That's the beauty of this thing. It works out really neat. Oh, it's WLOL 7:30. News time. Hit it, Bob.
The government will ask the Supreme Court today to support the policy of withholding federal financial assistance to male college students who fail to register for the draft. The government says withholding the aid is a fair way to ensure that federal funds go only to students willing to obey the registration law. Millions of Christians around the world celebrated Easter yesterday. In Vatican City, Pope John Paul presided over the largest gathering that marked the day Christians believe Christ rose from the dead. The Pope spoke to 300,000 people in St. Peter's Square and wished the world a happy Easter in 45 languages. Here's a doctor who says women over the age of 40 should put on some extra pounds, 15 on the average. Dr. Barbara Edelstein, author of the Woman Doctor's Medical Guide for Women, says a layer of fat keeps middle-aged women energetic, healthier, and sexier. She says the extra weight increases the supply of estrogen in the body, and as a result, heavier women tend to have better skin, a better immune system, a more feminine build, more energy, and a better sex life. Dr. Edelstein says women over 40 who diet themselves too much often suffer from vitamin deficiency, low blood sugar, and dehydration. She says chubby is better. But life is not always fair. Here's a beauty contest you can win by losing. The New You pageant is a competition for women who've lost at least 50 pounds. It'll be held this summer in Atlantic City, just like the Miss America show, featuring the same big prizes. But the rules are a bit different. The contestants will not wear swimsuits, and the usual talent show will be replaced by videotapes of their weight loss programs. The sponsors, diet sodas, and low-calorie foods.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, real different.
Yeah. So anyway, let's take a commercial timeout.
And then sports and weather.
And then sports and weather and
more
stuff.
More stuff.
Okay, good idea. Don't go anywhere.
I can't. I do the sports.
Oh, then I'll wait here, and you wait in there, and we'll have a regular deal going here. It'll be neat.
Lee Iacocca asked his engineers to build a sports car. Remember, the competition is good. We've got to be better. Chrysler creates Laser. With optional fuel-injected turbo, 15-inch road wheels and tires and handling package, Laser XE proved itself in USAC sports car certification tests against standard-equipped models. Make it fast. We did. 0 to 50, Laser beats Camaro Z28, Trans Am, Toyota Supra, Nissan 300ZX. Make it handle, we did. In the slalom, Laser finishes first. Give it a brain, we did. Laser XE's onboard computers monitor 19 vital functions. Make it luxurious, we did. Laser makes Mark Cross leathers available. Chrysler's new Laser XE. The competition is good. We had to be better.
Back to you, Bob.
Steve Payne scored unassisted 6 minutes into overtime, and the North Stars beat the Blues last night 4-3. So the season is over for St. Louis, and the Stars now go into the Stanley Cup semifinals starting Tuesday night against Edmonton. The Oilers crushed the Calgary Flames 7-4 last night in Edmonton to advance to the semifinals. That best-of-seven series will start Tuesday night in Edmonton, 8:35 our time. Channel 9 will carry the game. The Twins had a team meeting on Saturday night and then came out and beat Baltimore yesterday, 6-1.
That works out pretty slick.
What else do you want to know?
I guess that's about all. Did the Twins lose on... They lost on Friday and Saturday, right?
Right.
They almost had it on Friday. And then they lost it in extra innings, as I recall. So it was a gosh darn good effort anyway.
Yeah.
The Orioles desperately needed the wins out there anyhow.
The Twins now, tonight, open a quick two-game series against the 12-1 Detroit Tigers.
Ooh. Hopefully the Twins can dog them. That'll be fun, good. Yeah. Okay, let's get to News 11 Weather Center meteorologist Paul Douglas. Hey, Paul.
Hi.
Weather time. Hit it.
Still recovering from a close encounter of the foul kind.
How do you mean?
Well,
weather-wise?
It was a close call over the weekend with a dangerous storm. We actually got out kind of lucky. Although in northern Minnesota, it was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen yesterday afternoon looking at the teletype. International Falls, it was sunny and 63. At the same time, it was 36 and snowing in Rochester.
Wow.
And just goes to show you how significant the sun is this time of year.
I ran into a brief shower on my way in this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of sprinkles yesterday, too, wasn't there?
A few here and there, but they really didn't amount to much here on the Twins. Southern Minnesota, they were a little more noticeable. But all that dreck and mire and slime is now moving off to the south and east, and it's going to clear out today. Mm. Morning clouds giving way to some afternoon sunshine, a high near 60. Mostly clear and cool tonight, 39. And then partly cloudy and windy tomorrow. Tomorrow, the warmest day in sight, a high of 63. Then a cold front is coming in, actually a family of cool fronts. Wednesday, a mixture of clouds and sun, brisk, 55. We may not climb out of the 40s here by Thursday. So a definite return to coolish weather later this week.
Oh, okay.
But no flurries, no snizzle, none of that stuff.
Oh, well, that's not half bad. The thing that's getting... The winds are starting to irritate me.
Me too.
And the Heinz softball team has to practice this week.
You guys practice outdoors?
Yeah, we just started... this year we thought we'd try practicing. We've never done that before.
Might make a difference, yeah.
I doubt it. I've been to the first practice, and it doesn't look like it's going to make... When only five people show up for it, even if it did make a difference, it wouldn't be a noticeable one. But we're going to practice again this week.
Did anybody bring a ball this year or not?
Yeah, they did. My brother, who's in charge of saving all the stuff from last year and bringing it back this year, mm-hmm. had a whole one of those five-gallon buckets of softballs.
Mm-hmm. Professional shagger.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a lot of them had sat out on his porch all through the winter, so some of them weighed about 5 and 6 pounds because they were soaked with water.
Shattered a lot of bats, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway.
Well.
We're getting geared up, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're going to have to come out and see one of our games.
Well, again, let me know if
you... Or maybe you can get Tom Ryder to send the sports crew out.
You think?
Oh, I think that we are a sports story out there.
I think that could be arranged. If nothing else, we'd like to maybe play you guys.
Do you have a team?
You bet.
Well, we went, what? We went, our record for a long time was 4-0. Mm-hmm. That was 4 years with no wins. 99.5 FM. Morning. Hit Radio, WLOL, the incredible prize catalog sweepstakes station. Another chance to play coming up at 8:10 this morning. A whole new set of numbers. Another winner coming our way, hopefully.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel.
99.5 WLOL, Hines and Berglund and Roger. It's 19 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to just play another song, I think.
Good.
Okay. Hit Radio, WLOL.